slept in the trees. The grass was wet with dew. There was peace all around. Suddenly, I noticed something or someone moving behind the bushes. I got closer to see who or what it was. In the clearing, there was a man. He was looking up, and his arms were raised. He bent down and touched the ground. Then he stood straight again, face and hands again directed to the sky. After about a minute, he turned around. It was Mr. Stone! Was he communicating with the universe? With his planet? Was he really an alien? I quickly walked away. Fortunately, Fred didn't bark. I took my dog home and then met Dana. We walked to school. I wanted to tell her about Mr. Stone, but I didn't. It was too difficult. Besides, I couldn't tell her about the afternoon plan because it was too dangerous for three people to follow the teacher. During the morning, I thought about Mr. Stone again and again. I was scared, but also excited.